You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz. It's 12/1/21. That means it's time for Mickey Fulp's monthly major market review. And what a month it was, Mickey.
Well, it's another one in the books. U.S. markets were at record highs during the month, but then the next round of Powell Politico-led pandemic panic caused a market crash. And I'm going to go on a little rant here. I got a message for Slow-Mo Joe. Now, Carrie, I was a frat rat in college, so I actually know the Greek alphabet by heart. And the letter is Omicron, not Omicron, Joe.
Well, Joe knew it once.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, Dow, all-time high in early November. NASDAQ and S&P and Russell 2000, all-time highs in the beginning of the third week of November. And then the new virus variant caused market crashes all across the board. So the Dow finished at 34,484, down 3.7%. S&P 500 did better. It only lost 0.8%, closed at 45,67. NASDAQ closed actually up on the month, but down from, well down from its all-time high above 16,000, closed at 15,538 for a 0.3% gain. Russell 2000, which hit an all-time high, was down 98 points to close at 21,99, 4.3% loss. End of month to end of month. And the VIX finished the month at 27. And that all happened basically in the middle of last week, right before Thanksgiving, Friday, Monday, Tuesday. Markets generally did not do very well.
No, they did not. And well, let's look at the other markets there, Canadian and emerging. And a similar bleak scene is painted.
Yeah, the big board Toronto Stock Exchange basically followed the U.S. market, specifically some middle row between the Dow and the S&P 500. It closed at 20,660, down 1.8% on the month. But it got hurt toward the end of the month badly by oil and metals, and also a weak loonie as the dollar surge. Toronto Venture Exchange in mid-November went above 1,000 for the first time in nearly 9 months, but it gave all that back and reverted back to what it was trading at in early October, just as the belated summer doldrums ended. So it closed at 9.39, down well over 1% on the month. And the emerging market index also had a bad month, closed down 3.5% to 12.21, mainly because of all the problems ongoing in Southeast Asia or Southern Asia, Eastern Asia, Japan, Korea, China, not doing well.
Yeah, not at all. Not at all. The whole world took a hit there. And it was weird. It's like the day after Thanksgiving, there's nobody in the office in the U.S.
Yeah, right.
Nobody. So this is totally
you might think it was maybe a bit of a setup, you know?
That's my feeling. Algorithm driven, very light volume. You get some guys in there to start selling heavily. Big boys start selling heavily, and then the algos trip and they start dumping. and then you've got a decline. Maybe there's reasons, maybe there isn't, but the day after Thanksgiving is extremely, extremely suspicious to me.
Understood. And the markets made a little bit of a rally on Monday, but they took another big hit yesterday. So,
on big volume too. And that's like a really negative indicator. So let's look at our money rates. The dollar was the prime performer for the month.
Hit a 16-month high end of month, which was yesterday at 96.35 for a 2.3% gain. Euro, of course, hit a 16-month low at 113 flat. That's a 2.2% loss. And it now has 4 months of losses in a row. 10-year Treasury, which was up to 1.64% on the day before Thanksgiving, took big hits, ended the month at 1.43. That's 21 basis points it dropped in 2.5 market days. And that's 8.3% loss. And Bitcoin went on another carnival ride. It closed the month at 56,974, down 6%.
Nothing quite like the good old Bitcoin carousel, huh?
I think it's more like Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Could be. Well, let's look at our metals prices and, interesting numbers there, that's for sure.
Yeah, it was a two-storied month. Gold hit a six-month high mid-month, as did silver, hit a three-month high, platinum a four-month high in the middle of the month. They all sold off basically the last couple of weeks. Gold closed at $1,775, down 0.5% on the month. I think it got as high as around $1,867, could not hold the resistance there and plummeted below the resistance at $1,800. Silver closed at $2,284, down 4.5% on the month. Platinum, which, as we said, reached a four-month high. I think it was around 1,050, something like that. It closed at 936, down 8% on the month. And the big loser, and now, which has now lost 6 of the last 7 months since it hit that all-time high in sometime in March, over 2870, something like that, closed the month at 1674 for a 14% loss from the end of October. And finally, copper continues its topsy-turvy turmoil along with the other industrial metals. It closed at 435, down 2.5% on the month. It is still plagued. All the industrial metals are plagued by extremely low stocks and supply chain issues. We just did a podcast for Kitco last week on 10, which has now hit an all-time high, or had early last week, on extreme supply shortages and supply chain issues.
Interesting. Well, it was a lot of carnage in the energy patch last month as well.
Don't just survive, thrive. The Financial Survival Network.
Doré Copper Mining is a premier, near-term, high-grade copper and gold redevelopment opportunity with tremendous exploration potential only 14 kilometers from the town of Chibougamau in mine-friendly Quebec. Doré Copper is debt-free and owns a 2,700-ton-per-day mill with an 8-million-ton tailings facility ready to be used. There is already power to site, and it is accessible by paved highway and rail. Doré Copper aims to produce a profitable hub-and-spoke operation of over 100,000 gold-equivalent equivalent ounces per year or over 60 million pounds of copper equivalent by 2024. Because of the existing infrastructure and location, a low capex is anticipated to recommence production. Doré Copper trades under DCMC in Toronto and under DRCMF on the OTC. To learn more, go to dorecopper.com. That's dorecopper.com.
This is the Financial Survival Network, the information you need to thrive now more than ever.
Yeah, oil, I think, was down something on the order of 5 or 6 weeks in a row. Let me check my weekly review, and I will give that to you. Oil has been down 5 weeks in a row, and it closed the month at $66.18 for nearly a 21% loss. That's WTI. The oil markets basically crashed last week on this virus panic. On Friday, I think oil was down, $11? So most of it came in the last part of the week. And it really had to do with this panic over the Omicron variant, which so far looks like a very weak variant from South Africa. But of course, governments worldwide went in draconian shutdowns in some instances, especially in the Eurozone. Austria is completely locked down right now, and others banned flights from Southern Africa. Brent was down 16.5% to $70.57. Henry Hub was down almost 16% to $4.57. You know, and so not only did we have this virus panic in the commodities and stock markets, even extending to the 10-year Treasury interest rate as people piled into that, into those bonds, presumably as safe havens. But this is all exacerbated by the Biden administration's war on oil companies, just one thing after another. The one energy metric that was not particularly effective was uranium. U308 closed the month at 45.60. It has settled in at plus or minus $46, pretty range bound between 45 and 47 over the last month. That's a 6% gain, largely driven by the continued spot market buying by the Sprott Physical Uranium Trust. Last time I looked, which was the end of last week or the beginning of this week, they held something on the order of 42 million pounds of yellow cake.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's the way to skew the market.
Yeah, well, strike when the iron is hot, and that's what Sprott did, that's for sure. So,
yeah, you know, I mean, really what they've done is they've removed all the excess inventory off the uranium market. So we'll see. I mean, they're doing it to make money, so we'll see how they do.
All right. Well, that will be very interesting to see. That's for sure. Finally, we look at our ratios. What's noteworthy here?
Well, we'll just go through the numbers and with one comment. Gold, silver, 77.7, call it 78. That's within the normal range over the last 4 months or so. Platinum to gold, 0.53. Platinum to palladium, 0.56. Those are pretty much well into recent trends, but really it's because of the run-up in palladium, but basically platinum, it remains in surplus. And the World Platinum Investment Council came out last week and said they expect large surpluses of palladium, or platinum over the next 2 years. So that may explain partly why platinum dropped. Palladium presumably dropped because of lessened demand as all these electric vehicles are fostered upon the public, specifically in the Eurozone. Energy metrics, Brent to WTI back up to 107, WTI to Henry Hub, 14.5. That's pretty much in the range of the last 6 months or so. And gold to WTI popped up to 26.8. But once again, if you average over the last year or so, that's probably right in the mid-range.
All right. Well, there you have it. Fascinating month, a really interesting time that we're living through, that's for sure. So make sure you go over to Mickey's site, mercenarygeologist.com. Follow his Twitter feed at mercenarygeo. And while you're at it, follow us at Kerry Lutz. And of course, the site financialsurvivalnetwork.com. And we will be back right after the first of the year for a market wrap up for the month and for the year. And Mickey, we will just have to see what they're going to come up with next.
It'll be something, Kerry. We know that.
It always is. It always is. Thanks, Mickey. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Thanks a lot, Kerry.
Thanks for listening to Kerry Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.